Good morning, Noel Livingston. I'm Incident Commander with Pacific Northwest Team 3. Wanted to give you an update on the White River and Lion's Head incidents. I'll start with White River. To our north up in the Tai Valley area, we have essentially containment on 70 to 80% of the perimeter of that fire, and the fire edged down to the White River itself on that remaining 20%. So feeling very good about the status of White River. It's essentially in a patrol status at this point. We have resources up there just keeping an eye on things, making sure all the fire stays within the fire perimeter. But so far so good, making good progress, and we're fairly confident that's going to stay right where it's at. So that's good news. On the Lion's Head fire, of course, significant spread over the last couple of days with the wind event. Up over the top of the Cascades, down toward the community of Detroit. And at this point, the Lion's Head and the Beechey Creek fires have merged just to the north of Detroit Reservoir. Activities on Lion's Head right now involve maintaining an anchor back here to the east on a Warm Springs ground. We have a lot of work that's occurred on the earlier Lion's Head incident. We're taking advantage of that and working to establish containment on the southeast corner and on the northeast corner in anticipation of a wind shift today, which will bring winds back from the west back to the east, more typical summer wind patterns that we would expect. That type of pattern will push smoke into the valley today in central Oregon. And the fire activity we expect to see pick up on the eastern side of the fire. So we're preparing for that. Our other focus right now on Lion's Head is life and public safety in the Detroit area and providing structure protection support in the communities of Detroit, Idana, coming on down the Highway 22 corridor to the south to Marion Forks, protecting and ensuring to the degree we can that we don't lose any additional structures in this area and that the public is clear of that hazard. So on a bigger picture side, of course, Beechey is off to our west. We are working closely with the incident command team on Beechey, as well as with the incident command team that's on the Riverside fire to our north up out of Ripple Brook. A tremendous amount of fire on the landscape today. Obviously, a big challenge for us is to figure out a plan that starts to stitch things together going forward into the next week and potentially longer to get containment on these incidents. So that's our priority. I talked to the firefighters this morning about how that shakes out. Life safety is number one, protection of structures is number two, and then hanging on to containment where we have it to establish an anchor point going forward is number three. We'll be working on that plan. We'll be talking to you throughout our tenure here, so we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.